Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon ang Gilas team, si Coach Pat Aquino, si Jack Daniel, at si Coach Julie Amos, at si Afril Bernardino. Kamusta at welcome sa Melbourne.
Salamat po.
Thank you for having us here.
Gilas Women's Team. Yeah. Bibihira ang pag narinig mo kasing Gilas, ang ako una kong inisip, men's basketball team. So Coach Pat, paano mo nabuo ang team na ito?
Oh, we've been siguro matagal na kaming nagsasama. We started siguro in college, but then
College sila. Coach ka nila.
Actually, I was also the coach of Julie.
Ah, okay.
Yung mga semi-professional or amateur leagues in the Philippines. Then, we started together as yung youth team ng national team. And then, eventually, in 2015, we were elevated to the senior team. And those are the players. These two girls are with us from the start in 2015 until now.
Senior national team.
Senior national.
Pero nakasama mo sila nung nagco-coach ka ng NU.
Yeah.
So ikaw hindi ka na bago sa basketball, 'di ba? Pwede tayong mag-rewind hanggang nung 80s sa UP Maroons hanggang sa kung di ako nagkakamali, nag-PBL.
Yes.
And then nag-coach and then dito na nga.
Yes.
So paano mo pinipili yung mga based sa mga naging karanasan mo? Paano mo pinipili kung sino yung swak sa team?
Actually, hindi naman mahirap pumili ng players. There are players na really wanting to play for the country itself. And siguro, these two girls with us right now, they have the biggest heart na talagang gustong-gusto nilang mag-represent ng country. And they showed it naman on the court. And they have the one of the... These two girls are the two most talented players that I had.
Jack, sabi mo kanina naglaro ka na sa ibang bansa, Taiwan at saka
Serbia and France po.
Bakit ka bumalik sa Philippines?
Kasi Philippines will always be home no matter where I go, and you know, representing your country is one of the best feelings kahit saan pa ako maglarong liga sa buong mundo. Representing Philippines is nothing like it.
Coach Julie, sabi mo nga, kinoach ka na ni Coach Pat. So, gano'n nakatagal nagko-coach si Coach Pat, no?
Pero, rewind.
Napaghahalataan na po yung edad.
Meron ang basketball at parang hindi mo siya iniwan hanggang nag-coach ka na?
Well, this is where we could express our feelings, eh. It's an avenue for you na makakilala ka ng other friends. And at the same time, while honing your skill, you have a chance to go abroad for free and represent the Philippines. So I was just so grateful as I was part of this group. Until now, we were able to represent the Philippines.
So masasabi natin, dinedicate mo na talaga yung kalahati ng buhay mo sa basketball.
Yes, yes.
Ano ang meron ng basketball na hindi mo maiwan?
Well, I think this is my life right away. Noong high school, I was able to represent another school, syempre. And it just keeps coming back. Ang sarap kasi parang hindi ka tatanda dito, eh. I think that's one thing. If you're in sports, you deal with younger people, and then you try to adopt right away kung ano yung meron sa generation na to.
Anong nakita mo sa pagbabago ng women's basketball noong naglalaro ka sa ngayon?
A big difference. Before every year, parang iba yung program, iba yung magko-coach, and it's no continuity. But right now, with the support of our SBP program and the support of other companies as well, awareness of the women's basketball, medyo nagkaroon na kami ng pangalan, not just the men's team. So we were able to make it big compared nung batch namin.
Kasi naalala ko nung bata ko, uso yung NCAA, UAAP. Yes. Pero pag sinabi mong WNCAA.
Yeah.
Parang hindi siya masyadong, wala siya masyadong dating. Ngayon ba nagbago na?
Ang WNCAA ngayon, meron na until elementary. Elementary, high school, college. So, mas marami na yung girls na involved because, again, because of the program ng Gilas Women's Basketball Team, and medyo marami ng parents na pumapayag na ma-involve yung kanilang kids even though it's a physical sport.
April, kailan ka o ilang taon ka nung na-realize mo gusto ko maging basketballista?
Actually, sila din po yung naka-discover sa akin na mag-player ng basketball. Sinuruan po nila from the start, from the basics until...
Ilang taon ka nun?
15 years old.
15? Yes. So, ngayon...
I'm 27.
Wow, so more than 15 years ka nang naglalaro.
2012. Since 2012 until now.
So yes. more than 10 years. 11 years. Yes, so, anong meron ng basketball? Bakit ka parang na-hook? Kasi sabi mo, 15 ka na naglaro kasi alam ko yung mga iba, bata pa lang, yes, naglalaro na eh.
Siguro nasa... hindi ko actually... hilig manood ng basketball. Pero siguro yung papa ko gusto niya akong laro ng basketball. And dito sila Coach Pat, Coach Julie na ginaid ako na matutunan talaga yung basketball. And siguro passion na rin yun kaya hindi nagsasawa maglaro. Nag-i-enjoy sa paglalaro ng basketball.
Coach Pat, nung nasa UP Maroons ka, alam ko noon, local lang ang pwede maglaro, di ba? Mga Pinoy. Tapos ngayon napansin ko, marami na nagre-recruit overseas. At ang Gilas team, nag-recruit ka overseas. Anong meron, bakit kailangan pumunta pa sa ibang bansa?
Hindi ko naman sinasabi na walang talent sa Pilipinas. But again, it help us grow to a level na we could compete internationally. Those people, like in the States or anywhere else in the, na talagang mataas yung program ng basketball, really could help us develop our skills and our level, and by getting them and with the combination of our locals, we now enjoying that stage na nakikipag-compete. That's why we're here in this FIBA Asia Cup that will be beginning on June 26. This is a fruit of what we've been doing for the past 5 years or 10 years ago na talagang with this kind of combination, I think it helps us more represent our country.
Alam ko na meron kang mga offers sa mga private companies, basketball companies, na mag-coach full-time sa kanila or mag-coach para sa kanila. Pero ginive up mo para sa women's team ng Gilas. Bakit? Marami siguro nagtatanong, bakit? Di ba?
Bakit?
Wow. Sa PBA pa yon, kundi ako nagkakamali.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's been my passion to, you know, I love seeing what I planted. You know, I planted so many seeds like Jack, Afril, and seeing them grow like Jack and Afril right now. Jack has been playing abroad already. Afril has been doing good internationally every time. And, you know, it fulfills my dream and my goal as in how I coach. So, I think, hindi ko naman sinasabing I don't like having those offers, but, you know, I think it's for me to represent them in and coaching them, and makes me feel so happy right now. And I wanted to continue that and have that legacy that, you know, that I built that women's program.
Meron akong tanong na bakit women's basketball? Parang naglalaro sa isip ko kasi galing ka sa men's basketball. Masasabi natin, alam mo na yung laro, alam mo na yung kilos. Bakit mo finlip yung coin at dineside mo babae ang iko-coach mo?
Wow, it's I didn't expect it before. You know, I was really coaching the juniors or the boys level before. But until such time na in my career, when I was still playing, my boss asked me to coach a women's team. And from that point on, we became champion twice in a row. Every time that I'm coaching women's, it's like, I don't know if I have something with them, but we always become champion. And I think...
I know 5 years in a row, and you...
6 years.
6 years in a row. May naka-break na ba ng record mo?
Wala pa. And I, with them, we are, I think, the longest streak that we had is 96-0.
At ano ba yung meron yung isang basketball team, Coach Julie, na kasi andyan yung technique, andyan yung galing, andyan yung height, pero ano yung merong isang basketball team na parang mag-gel together? Ano yung kailangan na... Sa tingin ko kasi parang yung sports, di ba? Parang mag-asawa yan dapat. Na hindi kayo, kahit di kayo nag-uusap, alam nyo na yung kilos ng isa't isa. So, paano mo na-achieve yun?
Well, sabi nga nila, it's not just collecting good players. Kailangan may chemistry kayo sa isa't isa. Not just the players, but the coaching staff as well. So, you have to build the trust and at the same time, willingness to sacrifice for each other. Kaya every time we chant, we always say together. Because we have to play together, win together, lose together, do things together. If you do that, your foundation will go a long, long way. I think that's one thing.
Nahirapan ka bang makipag-coach kay Coach Pat? Kasi coach mo siya dati, pero coach ka na rin ngayon, di ba?
Well, yun ang umpisa. It started with chemistry as well. So the trust that she was, I was able to enhance sa kanya. And at the same time, yung ngayon, ang kagandahan dito, nung naglalaro ako, and coach ko na siya, fellow coach ko siya right now, yung listening part is always there. The trust and the, yung tinatawag na cohesiveness, andun na talaga kaagad. So I think that's one thing.
Ano naman yung nakita mo na meron si Coach Julie na pinili mo siyang kasama mo sa Gilas team?
Well, from a player standpoint, he was one of the greatest shooter that I've ever seen playing in Philippine basketball. And yung passion niya to, you know, and being a winner all the time, yun yung gusto ko at kailangan ko to have in my team para maturo namin dito sa mga bata ngayon. So, I think Coach Julie's been one of the epitome of women's basketball already. So, being a player and a coach right now, marami na siya nagawa. So, it's a great partnership and hopefully we could do that for more years to come.
Jackie, matangkad ka eh. Kasi di ba sa mga Pinoy, sinasabi nila, matangkad ka, pwede kang basketballista. Matangkad ka, ba't di ka nagbasketball? Yun ba yung laging narinig mo?
Hindi nga po eh. Ang sinasabi tangkad ka, volleyball player ka. So, hindi po basketball player. So, bakit? May basketball bang pambabae? So, yun yung lagi.
Oo, kasi nung bata din ako, yung sikat, volleyball, women's volleyball. Yes. Nung naglalaro ka ng basketball, alam mo bang magaling ka na?
Hindi po. Alam po nila yan. As in, nagsimula po ako mag-basketball as in zero. Matangkad lang po talaga ako. Kung alam nyo po yung term na ban-ban, yun po ako. Ban-ban po talaga ako. Hindi po talaga ako magaling mag-basketball.
So, ibig sabihin ba nun, Coach Pat, na de-develop ang skill? Kailangan lang ng height?
Definitely. Basta yung kung gusto nila. Yung may sabi ko nga sa yun, yung puso nila, yung passion nila to learn and be a winner, nasa kanilang characteristic yun. So, I think Jack is one of them na talagang from the start na nakita namin sila, he was zero. Talagang mataki lang, matangkad lang.
Pero, di ba sa tangkad mo, parang feeling ko, masushoot mo agad yung
bola. Hindi po, naku po.
Hindi
po ganun kadali. Marami pa akong pinagdaan.
Kasi, bata ka pa lang. So, high school, tama ba?
13, 12 years old. Oh.
So, marami ka bang give up para ma-achieve mo kung nasan ka ngayon?
Yes, it's really a sacrifice if you really wanted it. Tulad ko, student athlete, I don't have the time anymore to go out with my friends. Even yung time ko with my family, you know, I still have school and then I have training. It's always school practice every day. So parang even on Sundays, may game kami. So parang instead of going out, you know, having fun, you'll just, you know, rest. Kasi you're so tired the whole day and then come next day, same grind again. And yun, you have to really sacrifice. It takes a lot of sacrifice.
So, nag-training ka ba ng 6 a.m. or 5 a.m.
Yes,
tulad ni Coach Pat dati?
Actually, 5:30 nga po yung call time namin eh. 6:30 to 9 po kami. Tapos the rest, klase. Tapos may RP pa. So
anong RP?
Dati RP, yung Gilas. Gilas.
Ah, okay.
Opo, so dalawang practice sa school, talagang pag-uwi mo sa dorm, diretso tulog ka na agad.
Ikaw, Afril, ganun din ba yung ginawa mo?
Yes po, ganun din po. Kasi coach namin si Coach Pat in college. So 6 a.m. practice, then go to school.
Dahil ngayon, nandito ka na, national team. Ano yung nakita mo na parang worth it talaga yung sinakripisyo ko?
Worth it, especially representing the country at first. Kasama ko si God and nakabuo kami ng second family, second home. And siguro yun ang worth it sa nangyari sa life ko.
And Vanessa De Jesus, yes, you grew up overseas.
Yes, in the States, yeah.
And you were at Duke University?
Yes, I'm still there right now.
So you're still studying at Duke? Yes. So you're on leave?
Yes, summer break. But it's my senior year coming up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you have a basketball team in Duke. So why do the comforts of the home that you've
been on? I think playing for the Philippine national team is something bigger than just like playing on a team. Like, it's representing like my family and my family's like my culture, and both of those are huge parts of my life and like who I am. So having this opportunity to finally, like, you know, show my love for that is something I've been wanting to do, and I think now like is the time where I feel ready to play in this kind of level, and you know, I'm confident in my game and excited to play this team. So I think the timing now is just right.
Angel Sorada mula Surigao Sur.
Del Sur opo.
Ayan, maayong adlaw sa imo.
Maayong adlaw.
So ano ang meron sa basketball at grade 3 ka pa lang ay nasa basketball court ka na?
Hindi, kasi po na dati nakikita ko po sa mga kuya ko na naglalaro po sila, ganun. And wala, parang masaya po eh, kasi no, sama-sama kayo, yun yung bonding nyo as a family, ganun.
So ang kalaro mo, mga kuya mo?
Mga kuya.
Opo. Nakatulong ba yun sa skill mo na mga lalaki ang kalaro mo? Kasi
opo, nakatulong po.
So naglalaro pa rin ba kayo ng mga kuya mo?
Ah, hindi na po.
Hindi na. Takot na silang makalaban ka?
Hindi po. Wala na, may family.
So mula Surigao, paano ka naman nahanap ni Coach Pat?
Naglalaro po ako sa palarong pambansa nun. Tapos, yun, nakita po nila ako, kasama sila Boss Mike, and kinontak po nila ako for National University po. Naglaro po ako doon.
So proud na proud siguro ang mga kamag-anak mo sa Surigao at tinatayo mong bandila ng Mindanao.
Opo.
Kasi bibihira, di ba? Pag sinabi mong atleta, marami sa kanila ay galing sa Maynila, laking Maynila. So ikaw yung bibihira na lumaki sa Surigao.
Sobrang proud po kasi yun nga po, bibihira lang po talaga sa amin, lalo sa Barubo, sa Caraga pala, na may women's basketball na nasali sa national team. Kaya proud po ako.
So Jasmine Hosson from Los Angeles, paano mo naman nakilala si Coach Pat?
Actually, I've known him since my freshman year when I moved to the Philippines for college. I tried to train with them my freshman year, but I didn't know anything about the Philippine community, like the basketball wise. So I just wanted to check it out and give it a try.
So I guess yung mga Hosson have their banners and their when you play for the Gilas team.
Actually, yeah, they've been messaging me, and then some of my families are actually from out here, and they were like, oh, Jazz, where can we watch? You know, we'll go to your games. I'm like, oh, wow, okay, wow. Like, it's just shocking to me.
How important yung suporta ng pamilya, Coach Pat? Ikaw, atleta ka rin, bata ka pa. So, gano'ng ka-importante yung support, especially ng magulang, sa kahit na sinong atleta, particular sa mga babaeng atleta?
Very much. I mean, sabi ko nga kanina, and Coach Julie told us, this whole team is one big family, and we're like, I'm the brother, big brother, and big sisters, see Coach Julie. But you know, it's one big part of the team that the family is supporting them, and talagang it makes them, you know, talagang encourage them to do more than just play basketball.
Ganun ba yung nangyari sa'yo, bata ka pa lang?
Yeah, I think nung family ko talagang totally supported me in what I do. And from the start na naglaro ako hanggang nagko-coach na ako, they're still here at my back saying, oh, good luck every now and then. What are you gonna do? Hopefully you win. And it makes me feel gumagaan yung pagko-coach ko, yung pagiging rep, yung nagko-coach at nagre-represent sa country natin, talagang totally supported by them.
Sa tingin mo ba, dadating, kasi kanina nabanggit mo, pag basketball, men's basketball, UAAP, tapos PBA, pagdating sa women's games, sabi mo volleyball. Sa tingin mo ba, dadating yung araw na pag sinabing basketball, sasabihin Gilas women's team?
Yeah, I think that says it all, na yung Gilas Pilipinas women's. With that federation named that after everybody, not just the Gilas Pilipinas men's. Now it's Gilas Pilipinas women's. I think it elevated the status of women's basketball in the country. And hopefully with what we're doing right now, we representing it well and having these kids and players that, you know, have been really amazing for me to have them. I think by the next few years or so, or more months na lang, I think we'll be better off, you know, as the same level as the men's team.
Sa kasaysayan ng Pilipinas, na Coach Julie, pag sinabi mong babaeng atleta, Lydia De Vega, yeah, Hidilyn, mabibilang ko lang sa daliri ko, hindi ko, kung ilan yung sumikat na babaeng atleta. Sa tingin mo ba magbabago ito?
Well, starting already, we have players right now, currently players na who's just playing for the team, pero meron ng mga endorsements. So talaga nakikilala na rin tayo na meron tayong mga napoproduce na mga women's basketball. Actually, when they go out, and they, pag lumabas, pag napanood nila yung laro, initially is, ay, babae naglalaro. But once they watch how they play, yun na yung bigger picture. Ay, ganito pala maglaro ang babae. It's more exciting. They are more shooters. They have, hindi sila yung palakasan lang. Hindi sila yung individualistic. You can see right away na it's really a different set of a game. The nice thing about it is, pag sinabi mong women's basketball, hindi lang isa o dalawa yung nagiging sikat eh. Nabubuo, yeah. It becomes a whole rounded. Hindi lang dalawa lang. Pag sinabi mong Gilas, it's not just pertaining to one or two players. It's really a collective effort.
Maraming salamat, Gilas Women's Basketball Team, at good luck sa susunod na mga araw.
Maraming salamat.
Maraming salamat.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.